test this week, Wing, tell us about Philip Rivers and all the things that he can do that scare defensive coordinators.
Don't we say that every week? It's a big test this week. No, I talking to the defense earlier in the week, and I was telling Josh that, you know, if there's a foursome of top quarterbacks in this league, he's definitely in the foursome with Manning and Breeze and Brady, and he might be playing better than all of them. You know, he sort of reminds you with his quick release of Marino, and I mean, he is playing better than I've seen him play. This is the 13th time, I believe, I've gone against him, and he's playing better than ever.
And Josh said what a great deep thrower he is, and how accurate he is.
Yeah, the accuracy is what amazes me. And you know, the cast has changed around him all year, and he still continues to just keep moving the offense up and down the field.
Some people talk about late in plays when the rush is right up in his face, he still gets the ball away.
Yeah, I mean, he's you know, it's everything that when he was coming out as far as him being a competitor, and you know, just he's tough. And it's sort of just like the thing we talked about with Peyton Manning. It's you get your battery charged going against him because of how hard he competes and how tough he is, and the play's never over until the whistle blows with this guy.
You've worked directly with Mario over the last couple of years. You surprised by the pass rushing ability he showed?
No, and I think the thing from the Kansas City game was it takes all 11. To make a successful play, and he'll be the first one to tell you that, because there was two of them that we had really good coverage on as well, where Castle had to pull it down and gave Mario a little bit of time. And then there was a couple of times that people aren't talking about. They want to talk about the sacks. Is he hit the quarterback another four times, you know, right as he was getting the ball off too. So, you know, it's something he's worked on, and Mario has played everywhere we've asked him to play, and the thing that impresses me the most about him is just how unselfish he is. Whatever is, you know, called upon, you know, whatever his job is, he goes out and does it to the best of his ability.
What do you think it took him 6 years to get a start in this league?
I can't answer that. I think it's, you know, how people, you say to tomato, I say tomato, you know, just how they view players.
Are you just smarter than everybody else?
Huh?
Are you just smarter?
Let's start spreading that rumor.
How nice is it to be able to move him inside, outside, whatever, and not lose anything in the translation?
Well, with his versatility, you know, that helps us. That helps us, you know, on different downs, and you know, on third down, it helps us if we need to play him inside, or if we need to play him outside, and he knows how to play both, and you know, that's a credit to him and how hard he works at it.
What were your expectations after 12 years of Jamal coming in here, and how has he played for you guys this year?
You know, like I said before, I'm glad we have Jamal. I mean, every time when you play a 3-4 defense, you need a centerpiece, and he's our centerpiece, and he's done everything we've asked of him, and you know, it was good for the Kansas City game because we you know, as it was well documented, we need to stop the run and set the edge. And then after the, you know, we scored and we were able to get him out of there, so he didn't play as many plays as what he's been playing. So I know he's really excited about this week.
He's played to such a high standard in his career. I mean, is would you still say he's playing at an extremely high level? I mean, maybe not the all-pro level he was a few years ago, but still above average?
Well, yeah, I don't want to limit on how good or bad he's playing right now, because I think every day he comes out and works and tries to get better, and I think that's what makes him so special. And you know, like I said, I'm glad we have him, and I think that, you know, when you have a 3-4 defense, you need a player of his caliber, and I think he's been doing, you know, a really nice job for us as well as the whole D-line.
You've been trying to coach against Antonio Gates for a long time here in Oakland. What does he do that's maybe unique from these other tight ends? And you've played a lot of good ones already this year, but he's...
I think that he and Gonzalez are the cream of the crop as far as the tight ends, if you were going to categorize them that way, and his receiving skills and how he uses his body. You know, he's like a small forward in basketball, if that paints a picture for you, of going up and trying to get a – yeah, well, I mean, that's how he plays tight end as well. And that's what makes him so hard to defend, because if you have a corner on him, then he can be more physical than the corner and box him out, you know what I mean? And if you have a strong safety on him, sometimes his speed, he can do some things that way.
So So when you see that he's limited in practice and questionable, I'm assuming you guys are preparing
for
him to play. I mean,
we're preparing for him to play. Yeah, we're preparing for him to play. I mean, I don't know what the streak was before the Houston game, but I've heard all that before, and he always shows up out there, so we're preparing for him to play.
When you guys need a game like last week, just to remind everybody that's what you're capable of doing when everybody does their job, plays well.
Yeah, I think that helps, Gary. I mean, you know, it gets you back to where you enjoy the process of preparing for games, and you know, we said this is what we need to do, and that's what we did, and we had success with it. So I think that helps you.
Going back to Mario, what does his enthusiasm for the game do for the rest of the defense?
Oh, I think that, I mean, you know, it's every week, it's, you know, the unit gets tighter and tighter in there, and we can expect Mario's going to let us know, you know, that he's there. So, you know, I think that helps the entire defense.